T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And we are teaming up with Mary's Place again. Oh, yeah. Love Mary's Place. And we're doing Kicks for Kids. Okay, look, you know us. If we can help kids out, that's what we're going to do in this show. And we want to make sure that kids in need get a pair of brand new sneakers to call their own. And the money raised from Kicks for Kids will go directly to Mary's Place. They're going to distribute the funds to all the kids at Mary's Place centers. All those kids will get to choose their own brand, their own style of sneaker. That is a cool thing, if you remember, yeah. Man.
That's cool, because like some kids like Chucks, some kids like Nikes. So yeah. You get to pick which one you like.
And every dollar counts toward giving a kid in need shoes that will help boost their confidence, get them prepared for the school year. You want more info? Simple. Go to KISW.com. That's where you can donate today.
Let's play Beat Migs.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down,
and I'm gonna rock.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Beat Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs, and we've made it. It's Friday.
Well, I do believe young Daniel is jumping.
Oh, indubitably.
Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Partying, partying.
Yeah!
Partying,
yeah!
Fun, 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 fun.
Looking forward to the weekend.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Thanks, pal.
And I saw that Danny's wearing a Dion's Pizza shirt when he was jumping around.
Yeah.
Oh, take that off. Jeez, man.
It's Pizza Party Friday.
It is Pizza Party Friday.
Yes. Why would you want to dress like a guy who's down on his luck?
Wow.
I don't understand.
Wow. I just had delicious pizza on my belly, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Johnny in Lacey. Johnny, are you there?
I am.
Sweet. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Johnny will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Johnny, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Luxury vehicles such as Ferrari, Maserati, and Lamborghini are manufactured in what country?
Italy.
Yes. What was the name of the Soviet satellite launched on October 4th of 1957?
Sputnik.
Yes. Ray Lewis spent his entire 17-year NFL career with which team?
The Ravens.
Yes. What is the capital of Virginia?
Raleigh?
No.
No. Pass.
Ellen Wilson was the first lady of which president?
Woodrow Wilson.
Yes. What is the outer skeleton of organisms such as spiders and insects called?
Carapace.
No.
No, I pass.
Who was the founder of the Wendy's restaurant chain?
Something Thomas.
Yeah, sure, I'll give it to you. Yeah. What Spanish-speaking nation got its name from its position on the equator?
Ecuador.
Yes. What is the distance that light travels in a year called?
A light year.
Yes. What are the Big Dipper and Orion examples of in the night sky?
Constellations.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Woo, nice showing.
Yeah, that's a good one there.
Could we get another loser song?
Oh, 2 in a row on a Friday?
Think we could.
That would make your Friday.
Oh, what a wait. I'm seeing the sun is popping out, at least here in Seattle, so it's finally getting good with our only good day we're, I guess, going to have this weekend.
Yeah. The rain clouds are going to come, but will they come early for Steve? We'll have to find out.
Barbecuing tonight, baby.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Popping on that Traeger and getting some grilled tofu?
You know it. grilled meatless dogs.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, so you're going to do the old hot dogs.
Beyond meat.
Nice.
Probably sausage, maybe, though. The Beyond Meat sausages are awesome.
Are they really?
Fat sausages.
Ooh.
So good.
That sounds really good.
You ought to bring some in for your friends.
I would, but I'm going to eat it all.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Sorry.
Come on. It'll be ready. You know, you got that Traeger fancy time. Not all of us can live the Traeger life.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
It's a crazy life, I tell you.
Exactly. Luxury vehicles such as Ferrari, Maserati, and Lamborghini are manufactured in what country?
Oh, Italy.
Yes. What was the name of the Soviet satellite launched on October 4th of 1957?
Tretiak.
No.
Yeah, it was the goalie for the Olympic team.
Sputnik. Yes. Ray Lewis spent his entire 17-year NFL career with what team?
Oh, the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is the capital of Virginia?
Virginia Beach?
No.
Oh. Norfolk?
No. Thank you.
Whoa.
Fudge?
No. Ellen Wilson was the first lady of which president?
Woodrow.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes. What is the outer skeleton of organisms such as spiders and insects called?
Exoskeleton?
Wow, yes. Who was the founder of the Wendy's restaurant chain?
Dave Thomas.
Yes.
Thank you, Dave, for all you've done for us.
What Spanish-speaking nation got its name from its position on the equator?
Ecuador.
Yes. What is the distance that light travels in a year called?
Speed of light.
No.
Light speed.
No.
Light year.
Yes.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's a tie.
Well, Johnny, you do get something, but I don't get a song.
This is the second time I've tied him.
Wow.
I just can't win.
No. Just can't win today.
And you didn't even get to the last question.
I don't even want to know.
Okay, yeah.
No, I do.
Okay. What are the Big Dipper and Orion examples of in the night sky?
Constellations.
Yeah, you would have gotten the win.
Quicker.
But you weren't quick enough.
Hang on the line, Johnny. We'll tell you what you got to do to get your prize.
Something's got to change.
Sorry, buddy. You did not win.
Does anybody know the capital of Virginia?
Is it Roanoke?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
I think Roanoke is in like South Carolina. Or was one of the Carolinas? I have no idea, actually.
I have no either.
Richmond. Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, of course it's Richmond. Gosh darn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, congratulations, Steve. Never mind. You tied. Congratulations to Johnny on tying.
Last week, a freight train conductor spotted a couple having sex on some railroad tracks in England.
On the tracks?
On the tracks. Now, fortunately, no trains went across the specific track the couple was on.
She was getting railed.
And she was. And the couple ran off before the cops got there. But, man, is that how you got to get it? Like, one of you is going, look, I'll have sex with you, but only if it can be so dangerous, I think I'm going to die.
Well, you always remember those, like, I remember from Bugs Bunny, but I think it was from old movies, like where the damsel was in distress and she was on the train tracks.
Oh, always tied to the track.
Tied up on the tracks, and the guy had to come and save her, and next thing you know, like they were in love.
Yeah.
You think that has something to do with it?
Maybe you're right. I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, I mean, they wouldn't show us they were banging on the, you know, railing on the rails because that they couldn't show that kind of stuff in those days, but
yeah.
You're right.
Do we have any surveillance footage of this?
I would love some surveillance footage of it, yeah. A source from one railroad company says, quote, they were obviously looking for a quick thrill, but if a train had come, they definitely would have been killed.
What would be the ultimate quick thrill then for you? I think here at work. Oh. Like, while on the air. Obviously, you'd have to do your own show. Like, it'd have to be like a Ryan Castle solo show.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to, like, that would be awkward if I said, hey, guys, I need to fulfill this. You guys could just look the other way.
Oh, man. See, it would be a quick terror for me. I don't get thrills like this. And my wife in our younger days was like, hey, we should do A, B, and C. And I'm like, Well, it's the only way I'm going to get sex. I'm going to have to go with this, but it was not a quick thrill for me. It was always a quick terror, like, you know.
Right, you're not a fan of that whole thing.
No, so public has been the thing, and it's just like, oh, boy. You know, it was like mixed blessings, like, hey, I'm getting to do what I want to do, but, oh, man, I'm in public. So it's just like, you know, bittersweet.
For me, it's always been an elevator. I want to see if I can get... Not that it's going to necessarily be the entire thing there, but just maybe get the party started.
Oh, get the party started before you get to, I guess, where the elevator's taking you.
Yes.
See, that one, I almost have to bank on stopping the elevator, because I don't feel like you'd be able to, like, unzip and do that and move this and, you know, get that in the round hole and square peg. And,
wow.
I'd have to find, like, an elevator that not many people use. Like, I almost had the chance once in, like, when I was 18, and it just didn't work out.
Now's the time, man. Not many people are in this building. If you're gonna pull it off, you gotta pull it off now.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a good point.
Just need to get my my tribute.
And there's Purell at the bottom of the
Which is perfect.
So you can really you can take care of whatever you need to take care of.
So wear your mask and use some Purell and you're fine.
Yay.
The mask is probably not going to be as helpful as it could be in that moment, unless she does like that other lady. She got eye holes or nose holes in the mask.
What about Daniel?
Stairwell for sure.
In a stairwell.
Yeah.
At work or like an apartment complex?
Not here at work. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, no one really ever uses the stairs, but there's still that chance that somebody's just going to walk out and you're going to be like, hey.
Or the odds, like, of course, would be that one time and there's a fire drill.
How awesome would that be?
Actually, just a parade going down.
Like that one time, that they cut off our elevator for some reason and me and Vicky had to go all the way down 16 floors. Yeah. It was great.
Mm-hmm. And that's where Danny would be when that would happen.
Rev?
In like a hotel, like hot tub. Something along those lines, something like that.
A public hot tub.
Yeah, where it's a little more open. Again, it's that fear of, you know, getting caught sort of thing, but usually they're pretty unpopulated.
Oh, a texter was wondering what your daughter has to say about this.
Why? No, texter. Why would you ask these things?
I don't know. They're just curious people that listen to our radio show.
Yeah, they really shouldn't ask these questions.
It's kind of disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful. Totally. Yeah, absolutely. It really is. Steve, you'll know what it's like in 18 years.
No, she won't be working with me.
Oh, you say that. I never thought she'd be working with me either, buddy.
Sarah.
A lot can happen in 18
Now, we know you've
years.
Already pulled off the stadiums.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And on the beaches and hiking.
Okay, thank you.
Done
at Poo Poo Point?
Not Poo Poo Point. No. No.
No.
I don't think
no way you'd
would
have,
go on
You wouldn't
that
have the energy when you – I mean, Jesus.
That's a whole new euphemism I could start using. I'm not a fan of hiking Poo Poo Point.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've always wanted to do it, though, in like a dressing room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done that.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't have cameras there, but it's still, like, so public, you know?
Right. And they're pretty cool. You, like, a guy go... I know, like, I only know from my end. I wouldn't go into a women's dressing room, but, like, for a guy, like, my wife would come into the dressing room with me all the time.
Yeah. Funny how that is. Mm-hmm. Like, a guy walking into a woman's dressing room to check on his wife is frowned upon, but you're right. Women get to go back and forth in a guy's dressing room and nobody complains.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
I'm just bringing him a new size of pants.
Right. I just want to see how they look on him.
Yeah.
But it's like, what about all the other dudes that are changing? You know what I mean, like that is interesting that men are not allowed to. It just shows you we're predators.
Did you like it, Danny? Is it worth it? Is it fun?
Oh yeah, it's super fun. That was actually like when I was in high school, that was kind of my spot because I wasn't allowed to do it at home. Yeah. So it would just be like, oh, this girl wants to hook up, so we'd go to the mall and
go to the dressing
rooms.
That's brilliant.
You know what's one I always wanted to try and I think would be fun is that Game Works. Like inside one of those little video game pods, like you know, like a Jurassic Park game. Like you go in there and you close the curtains.
That'd be cool.
Oh,
but you have to like stock up on gameplay, so that way you got to keep the game going.
Keep going.
Otherwise, someone's
going
to think the game is not being used.
Was that a euphemism, or you're just talking about the game itself?
Oh, I thought of another one that's kind of like that, but like a photo booth. Oh. With the curtain, and
I
then
could
you
barely
can take
fit
pictures.
Myself in those things.
I know. I think of that when I'm on an airplane because I would love to join the Mile High Club, but they're so tiny.
That's a great show.
Like I can barely fit in there, and then J Rubs is a big dude.
Yeah, listen,
it would be very
Excuse
uncomfortable.
Me?
My ears
tall.
Are my ears are bleeding.
He's a big guy.
That's good. Thank you. That's nice.
Oh,
Sarah. Lovely. Can you go home now?
Thanks. I'll see you at home.
Yeah.
Didn't you guys drive together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
You can't get rid of me. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I can. You start walking. I'll pick you up on the way.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say!
They're wild. Rabbit. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, this is your opportunity. Nobody listens to you at the house. I mean, here you are in the middle of the COVID, and you're trying to get a word in edgewise. Well, this is your opportunity, but Steve does have a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise... be gone, and we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
I would like to say, though, I don't know if it's because you like to see me troll, but I'm not too sure you've been really gonging enough people at the right time.
Oh, is that what it is? I'll just gong everyone.
You've been falling down on your duties a little bit. I haven't heard a lot of gongs.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. That's the problem. The problem is...
it's a collective effort. I look around the room. If I feel like people are losing it, yeah. You can gong someone too, BJ.
I can, but, you know, sometimes... I feel bad about it, to be honest with you. I don't want to gong anybody. Then they get mad at me. That's why I like that you have the power. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone texted, and it's funny because the Rev just showed this to me, and it's amazing. They said, have you guys seen the dude that decided to put AC/DC songs through a lyrics generator to come up with its own song, and then a man made an AC/DC song? So it's like artificial intelligence. They put together all the lyrics, and then somebody recorded it and made it into an AC/DC song.
Yeah. So this is basically the AI says, okay, you show me everything that they write. Let me write a new song.
Yeah, it says the guy put up there, he says, I used lyrics.rip to scrap, to do the Genius Lyrics database, and I was able to make an AC/DC song that way, and it's a bot writing an AC/DC song called AIDC.
That's the name of the song?
Well, no, that's the name of the
thing. AIDC.
Artificial Intelligence.
Got
DC.
It. That's pretty cool.
But we have a little bit of it, and it's a lot of gibberish, but it's worth sticking through for the chorus, because the chorus is amazing.
It wasn't the lights. It put your hand out to kill. You fool around, you women, with too many pills. Oh.
All right, well, that's true.
She got great balls and big balls. Too many women with the balls. She broke a bone.
This is genius,
right?
This is actually, if you ask Anthony Kiedis to write an AC/DC song.
I mean.
But she's got great balls.
Too many women with the balls might be my favorite line ever created.
That is so awesome. And this really shows you, if you're AC/DC, you realize, I guess we really write too many songs about balls. Is this what Big Balls has done to this AI? It's just like, okay.
Too many women with the balls.
Because, I mean, obviously balls is in Big Balls so much that the AI thinks, well, if it's an AC/DC song, it must contain balls.
AC/DC likes balls.
Yeah.
And they also like women. So what about the women with the balls?
The women with the balls.
I mean, it's very true.
How about, seriously, you could play that song. I don't think, you were a guy that really didn't pay attention to the lyrics much back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't even notice.
If you lower the vocals a little bit, mix it in, I would have no idea what they're singing about, but I would sing along to the balls part.
Yes, you would. And you would be like, this is great, and even not knowing that I love it.
I hope this guy does more of this. Like, just take lyrics to other bands and then put it through a lyrics generator and come up with a new Metallica song or a new Tool song.
I really believe if he does it to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, you will not notice a difference.
Or would you actually have a coherent song?
Oh, wouldn't that be wild if, in fact, yes, it was a song that actually made sense?
Mm-hmm.
That would be, yeah. I mean, you know, two positives or two negatives make a positive. I don't know.
Apparently, the guy that made it is called Funk Turkey.
All right, Funk Turkey.
He does also Star Wars parodies.
Oh, well, that makes
sense. Rev, you might want to check one out. One called The Jedi Went Down to Tatooine.
Oh, like The Devil Went Down to Texas.
Or Georgia.
Oh, yeah, that too. Georgia.
I don't think the devil went to Texas.
He never went to Texas.
No, you don't want to go to Texas.
Devil did go to Georgia. Mm-hmm. I think Texas was where he first wanted to go, but then decided, all right, I better go to Georgia first.
Oh, he also had a bot write a Nickelback song.
Oh.
What do we want to do? Do we want to have the Jedi went down to Tatooine, or do we want to hear the Nickelbot?
I feel the Nickelbot probably is more relatable to everybody.
Rev, can you pull that one up?
Yeah.
Checking it.
Okay.
Well, Funk Turkey.
I'm not too sure anybody really thinks that the Nickelback lyrics are anything special to the point that why not let the bot write it? I don't know. I don't know many Nickelback lyrics that I care about.
Yeah, it's not a lot of iconic lyrics, but I would imagine that, I mean, musically, you remember there was that back in the E-Bombs world. Do you remember that website? They took two Nickelback songs. It was How I Remind You and, oh man, I can't remember the other one, but they put one in the left channel and one in the right channel. And it was amazing how structurally the songs were pretty much identical. Beats per minute. Where the verse starts and where the chorus starts.
Wow.
The overall vibe of the song. It was trippy to listen to because you could kind of track on both of them.
Oh, damn, dude. That just shows your brilliance right there if you can sell those as two different songs.
Rev?
All right. Yeah, we got Nickelbot going
Nickelbot.
On.
Oh,
it's called goodness. Nobody Died Every Single Day. I won't let you shake your ass around me. Cause she tasted like my favorite damn disease. Daddy's gonna quit, mama's gonna be alone. Every memory of the back in the dance floor. One standing in my eyes, couldn't hide it. Saying to go and I'll leave, it's a liar. And I believe it's bottled up inside us. Cause she's waiting back home. Oh, mama's gonna buy you. Sing the song on fire. I'm like letting go. Hey, yeah. Okay. I mean, if Chad Kroeger sang that, I would believe it.
Yeah. I am so.
These robots are taking over the world, man.
They really are. Well, they haven't quite figured out how to speak to us the right way. I've tried to have a conversation with Alexa because they have an AI part.
Uh-huh.
You just give her a subject, and it's all part of something where you get to have a conversation with her.
Can we try it?
Oh, dude, it's bad. But, you know, it may take a little setup. I don't know if there's something you might – well, we'll give it a shot. Okay. Alexa, let's have a conversation.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to the Alexa Prize, a university competition to advance AI. It's now the finals, and your feedback continues to help the social bots improve.
Yeah,
I'll give you a social bot now.
Yeah.
When you're done, say stop, and I'll ask you for your rating.
All right, Steve.
Hi, this is an Alexa Prize social bot. I don't think we've met. What's your name, my friend?
Steve!
Oh, so we're going to have it be me, huh?
Yeah.
All right, I'll...
Hey, Steve. It's great to meet you. Your name rings a bell. Have we talked before?
One time on a phone sex chat line.
I'm happy that you're back. So how is it going?
I still have my pants off.
Oh, no. Steve, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope everything will be okay soon. So let me ask you, what do you do in your free time?
Punch the clown.
Punch the clown!
Yeah, she heard me, man.
Ooh la la. What? It really makes me want to get to know you better. What do you like to talk about?
Whoa!
I can chat about books, politics, or traveling, for example.
Okay.
Steve, you're going to score.
Yeah. I'd like to go to Pound Town.
Do you like to read books?
No.
Oh, I see. But you should consider reading books. It is a great thing to do for yourself. And if you don't like reading, then audiobooks might be the perfect solution. Well, now, Steve, I would like to ask you, what's your favorite sense? Touch, sight, taste, smell, or hearing?
Taste.
I know, it's really hard to put one above the others. Here's an even more difficult question.
I guess you didn't
if
hear that one.
If you had to lose one of the senses, which one would it be?
Oh, yeah.
Hearing.
Hearing?
That makes perfect sense to me. Of course. Each of the senses is extremely important. Well, okay. Steve, getting to know you is such
Can we gong her?
Yeah. Let's go on.
Yeah.
Steve, let me ask you.
She's hot.
Are you a big movie fan?
I like porn.
Oh, come on. Don't be so crass, Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Oh. Yeah,
we
Steve.
We can talk about something else if you want.
Oh, wow. Alexa, she's shutting you down.
She already put me in the friend zone.
Yeah, you're in the friend zone. She ooh-la-la'd you, but now friend zoned you.
Wow. I thought ooh-la-la meant something up.
Yeah.
Alexa, stop.
You?
Yeah. I'm done.
It's over.
Thanks for chatting. Yeah. Quick question.
Oh, here we go.
On a scale from 1 to 5
stars. She wants to know what you thought of this.
How do you feel about speaking with this social bot again?
5.
Got it. To try another social bot, just say, let's chat.
Yeah, thanks.
That's so nice. Says Steve about the virtually cheat on Sid from Marty and Yelm.
So that's as far as it goes. I tried that, and it's about the same that it always was, in my opinion.
I thought it was like, ooh la la. I'm thinking, whoa, this is Alexa After Dark.
Yeah, see, they won't let you go after dark, and that's I think that's the problem. I think, come on, Alexa, you know, broaden your horizons.
Well, I'd like to apologize to Alexa for being so crass.
Yeah, you are crass.
I mean, I thought that's the way that we were going, BJ.
Well, listen, it's your own. I mean, it's your own private obsession. You can do whatever you want, supposedly.
You know what? Not going to happen.
No, sorry, buddy.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, Mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone said, are you guys ever going to play that new song by Leo, the Midnight Oil cover?
Oh, yes, that's right. He said he was releasing a new cover, the guy that does all the heavy metal covers.
He's the guy that
stuff.
Did this. So he just covers all these random songs, but he decided to cover kind of it was popular, I think, in the 90s? Midnight Oil?
Yeah.
Because I remember they were always on like Alternative Nation or 120 Minutes on MTV, and they had that one song, Beds Are Burning.
Yep.
And so he covered it, and it's so good.
Let's give that a listen. Let's see how Leo did.
I'm going to put this on the list of versions that I like better than the original.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good version.
I wonder if he's going to be kicking out more songs because he really has nowhere to go, so he's just stuck in his own studio. He could just be covering everything right now.
You're absolutely right. Why not? Give us something nice to listen to.
I'm waiting for that chorus. I think that's the part that people will remember.
I like this. I like this version so much better.
I always cringe. I was never a Midnight Oil fan. That's probably why I like this, because it's now crunchy and aggressive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sold.
Yep.
They were like that band that had a... They were like politically active. You know, they're conscious. They were socially conscious.
Ah.
Always singing about stuff that mattered.
Yeah. Hate bands like that.
Right. How dare they?
Why are you trying to change the world, make it better, you jerks?
Same about girls.
Come on.
Cool. There you go.
There you go.
That's Leo. YouTube page.
Yeah, and he does have a YouTube page, and he does a lot of great covers, metal style stuff.
Nice.
It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Earlier, we were talking about different celebrities and how you'd like them to come over to your house and do stuff. And somebody brought up a good one. Keanu Reeves. I want him to come over to my house and shoot some guns in the woods.
Jeez. I mean,
that's right, because of John Wick.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, really. If there's anything in the woods bothering you, bring over Keanu's John Wick character. He'll take care of it for you. Yeah. I mean, Keanu seems like a good dude, too. I don't know if he's a man of many words.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're just shooting things.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I'd just be shooting like line up a bunch of bottles. Like, all right, John Wick, let's see what's up.
All right, John Wick. I'm sure he would really appreciate that. Are you just going to call me the characters in my movies?
Yes, Neo.
Yeah, all right, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
So he said, I'd like to have all of you guys come over and have a board game darts barbecue party. You wouldn't even have to fly out because I'm in Seattle. Love y'all from Tanya.
Yeah. Ah, Tanya.
So you could do the board game part.
And you can do the darts.
Oh, definitely. Or I'd be more about the barbecue. That would be my sport, eating the food.
Eating food. Well, yeah, we can all share in that. And barbecue and board games sometimes is a bit of a messy combination, but I'm willing to do it as long as it's Vicky's games.
Thanks.
No problem, buddy.
Yeah, just make sure you have the little wipies and you'll be fine.
No, that won't be fine at all. No, it will get all over. Because I know me. I'm a messy eater.
Oh, okay.
I feel really bad playing other people's games while we're eating, like at a board game store. In a cafe, because I'm a mess. And so when it's my, that's why I love playing my games. I don't care if I get them all messed up. And
yeah.
Sometimes people look at me and go, did you just drop that burger all over the board? I go, but it's my board.
So do what I want.
Do what I want.
Ooh, someone needs our advice.
All right, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What we got?
My dad just told me that he's dating a stripper. They've been dating prior to the pandemic, and he has been wanting to let me know and tell me face to face, but of course he can't right now. Now he wants all of us to do a Zoom call together. I don't know if A, I'm okay with who he's dating, and B, I don't know if I want a Zoom call to be the way we first meet. What are your thoughts? Well, we need to see pictures of his new girlfriend first of all to make our decision.
Yeah. Well,
and can we jump in on the Zoom call?
Here's the thing. I don't know if this is a guy or a girl that's writing in, but I will tell you this. As a parent, you got to know your kids. And you're going to know right off the bat what they're going to like and not going to like. Like earlier today, I told you that if we have Sarah and I have, if Kathy and I had another kid, Sarah would be pissed.
Yeah.
She would be pissed off.
Right.
I know my kid. So I got to be thinking that he's got to know that his kids are not going to dig that he's with a stripper. And don't you think you really got to feel that out first and see how they would be about
meeting her? Is that the right
term
to use when talking about a stripper? You're supposed to keep your hands on in your pockets, BJ. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
personally, right? I don't care if it's a stripper or not, but I got to be thinking there's an age difference.
Yep.
So that's going to be a thing as well.
Maybe he should take you to where she works, and that's how you first meet.
Oh, there you go. I don't think you're going to get a lot of help from us.
No.
It's unfortunate, but it's a profession that still a lot of people don't really dig. And don't look too highly on.
Yeah, but I mean, if the girl's treating him, if they're getting along and he's happy and she's happy, I mean, let him be happy.
Yeah, I just feel like you have to also understand that it's going to be uncomfortable for your family, first of all, because it's dad's new girlfriend.
It sounds like that's probably why he's had a hard time trying to tell her.
Yeah, and also it's
a difficult time.
She's a stripper. She's younger. There's a lot of things going on that the kids are going to have to, you know, go, Dad, what are you doing? And
maybe she's an older stripper.
Well, it could be. You're right. You know. If she's an older stripper, I suppose.
She's like the seasoned vet.
But as a parent, you just got to be cooler than that. I mean, unless you know it's true love, I don't think I would even introduce my kids to any girlfriend that I'd have. Why? What's the point? Unless we're going together for like, I don't know, a year, why do I even got to tell my kids anything that I'm doing when it comes to my romance?
Well, we don't know their relationship. Maybe they're like, Dad, you need to start dating again. And now he's dating, but he's dating a girl that gets naked for money and he didn't.
Well, then, you know what, kids? You know what? You brought this on yourselves.
Yep. You wanted me to date? I found myself a nice girl.
Then you deserve everything you get. Yeah.
Yep. Her name is Sugar, and she's...
she's sweet. That's all I'm going to tell you. I mean, I don't know. Good on Dad, you know. But, you know...
I'd pay good money to be on that Zoom call. Can I get in on that? Not because like I'm not talking like nudity, just the awkwardness of it.
Oh, so awkward.
I mean, I don't even care. Like, remove the stripper part, new girlfriend, and you're trying to like break her into your family via Zoom. Yeah. I don't think that's going to go well.
And if she's the same age or younger than your kids, they're just not. It's just going to be awkward. It's uncomfortable. And then, of course, let's not even think about if your dad's got some cash and you're going to wonder, like, is she going to siphon the cash from the guy? There's a lot to think about.
What if he's making it rain while they're on the call?
That's the... Yeah. That would be the best Zoom call ever. So here's the next question. Can Steve be part of the Zoom call? He's going to get some popcorn. He just wants to watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. He's not going to say anything.
So is it really any of your kids' business who you date?
Well, I would say no, it really isn't as far as dating goes. I think if it's a long-term relationship and if it has financial ramifications, I think that it does. Because, I mean, to me as a parent, I want to take care of my kids and I want to make sure that they get what I want them to get. And if for some reason my wife and I weren't together and she started dating somebody, mm-hmm. I think my kids would want to know, like, hey, how's this going to affect our lives?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just practical stuff. But otherwise, I don't think anybody has any business knowing anybody's life when it comes to romance.
Anybody's life.
I mean, I don't want my kids telling me about their dates and stuff unless it's somebody who's going to be around for a while.
Yeah, why don't you say, hey, look, let's just wait until we get past this and let's all get dinner together. That way, at least you meet the person in face to face. You can get a vibe of like what they are like from body language, and you know, I'm not even talking like stripper body language, just normal body language.
But the stripper body language, we have to learn that too.
Of course, that's important,
and that's where we're going to eat. Right, we're going to eat at where she's performing. That's where dinner will happen.
Well, at least you can go to the A-Crop.
We got to go to Portland to make that happen.
Yeah. Well, look, if she's a good enough stripper, she's good enough for the A-Crop.
Oh, so she could just walk in and be like, hey, I'm a stripper in Seattle. Can I punch in right now?
I would have made, listen.
I have no idea how this works. Maybe she can. I don't know.
In my dreams, yes, that's how it all go.
I got to imagine there was licensing stuff involved. I don't know.
I have no idea. I just want a steak.
Well, I think you don't need a license for that.
Yeah, that I think I can get.
I think you're fine for that. It's just about whether or not you want to get naked on the stage.
Yeah, just steak. Here's my girlfriend. What do you think, kids? You know, what do you think of the steak? Yeah. That's what I want.
So it's a yes, dinner at the Acropolis. That's a good call.
That's the one. So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
So it said, hey guys, what artist outside of your normal music genre can you just not get enough of?
Outside of my normal music genre.
So we're just talking about outside of rock?
Well, see, that isn't my normal music genre, so...
Oh, so outside of Polish opera?
Yeah, outside of Polish opera.
Wow.
Well, Steve, honestly, you were telling me about the Glorious Sons for years, and it's outside... I mean, look, I like pop. I'm a pop, and the rock that I like, if it's got to have pop in it for the most part. That's the genre I've always liked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I, you know, had to work at the station for, you know, as I've done it, so I've appreciated rock, but it wasn't my first go-to. But so outside of my genre, it would be the Glorious Sons. You kept telling me about them. I would never have paid attention, but you just kept saying, these guys are great. These guys are great.
And they are.
So, I mean, I'm weird because rock is not my go-to genre the way it is for a lot of you guys.
Ooh, I think Danny and I might share the same one. That's good old Tay-Tay.
100%.
Taylor Swift.
Yep.
But him and I disagree about the new record. I don't think the new record's anything worth a damn.
I haven't even heard the new record
I'm more about
yet.
The Reputation one, 1989.
Yeah. See, I just like all Taylor Swift. She could put out anything. I'd probably listen to it all day.
I'm still
going
to listen to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
I guess I'm kind of proud of the fact that I haven't listened to that new record yet.
You
guys have.
All right. You're missing out, man. You're missing out on some good teen angst.
Speaking of teen angst.
Yeah, I need that.
Billie Eilish for me, definitely. Yeah.
Oh,
she's so
good
badass.
Call.
Like, I want to be her when I grow up, and she's like 10 years, 12 years younger than I am.
Yeah, and you know, that's outside of my genre, too. I wouldn't think I would like what she puts out there, but she is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not rock, but, like, I'm, you know, obviously, like, playing music at church and being part of, like, the worship team. So, like, been exposed to now artists that, like, I would have never thought I'd be into. Like, a guy like Jeremy Camp, who's incredible. But there's one artist that's relatively new, and they're kind of poppy, but obviously they go into the world of Christian music, but it's called For King and Country. They did the little drummer boy cover that everybody was sharing.
Oh, that's a good cover.
They're just good. Like, I think they're just an interesting, cool sounding band. But you know, it definitely isn't rock.
It is. Oh, so it's
pop.
It is popish.
It's,
okay,
it's almost like, I don't know, man. It's like if like Coldplay found Jesus.
Oh, Jesus play.
That's a selling point.
There you go.
Yeah, no, it's like, but like good Coldplay, not like the weird, like not the dumb stuff they've done recently. Like the early Coldplay.
Oh, okay.
Early Coldplay finds Jesus.
So yeah.
So what is that? What is
I
what,
don't
is,
know, man.
What is current Coldplay find? Oh, they found the bad guy.
They're good For King and Country. I think they have a cool sound.
All right, For King and Country.
What about you, Rev?
I didn't know of this person, and I don't know anything about this person. Eddie Japan.
Eddie Japan.
Yes.
I don't even know what that is.
It's kind of weird, like kind of poppy rock sort of things. It's nice and soothing.
It is kind of rocky though when you think
about
it.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of rock, but it's mostly just kind of soothing and nice.
What do we call rock anymore? If it's got a guitar, do we call it rock now? I don't know
pop
what rock.
Rock
is anymore.
You know, pop rock, if it's a super poppy like that.
Yeah. So that's still got rock in the name, though.
That reminds me of, like, Eddie and the Cruisers. Remember?
Oh, God, yeah. Eddie and the Cruisers.
It just kind of has that vibe.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a teen angst. LOL, Taylor Swift is 30. Yeah.
Well, she still has that teen angst.
She still writes songs like she's a teenager, though.
Yeah. Well, listen, we can't throw stones at her because, I mean, Rivers Cuomo, he still can't seem to have a good time with women. What's he
maybe, 80? Maybe the two of them need to be together.
They really should
what
be together.
What if that's what's going on?
Yeah.
We find who writes the most songs bitching about boyfriends and the most songs bitching about girlfriends. We put them together and see what kind of love happens.
Wouldn't that be wild
that's
if they
the reality
really
show
met
I
for each
see.
Other?
Yeah.
She's 30. And he,
well, he's probably, like 50.
Yeah, he's in his 50s. So it's
I don't know, how old's Rivers?
I think you're right, dude. I think they're getting
48, maybe. It's not that bad of a difference.
No, but I think he's in his 50s. I could be. You could. What is he?
49.
49.
Not even
okay.
close to 50. What are you talking about?
He's almost 20 years older than her. That's 19 years. I know you don't mind it. I mean, 19 years isn't. I mean, look, I'm looking at what's her face, that actress from Run, and she's 40, so that's about 20 years difference with me,
see?
Too.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
So it says I'm a complete metalhead, but I love me some Pink.
Oh. Yeah, but what about the music? Hey. Now, which Pink's he talking about? Aerosmith or Pink itself?
Pink itself, clearly.
Okay. Or Pink herself, I should say.
Oh, good old Pinkaroo.
Good old Pinkaroo.
Good old Pinkaroo.
Good old Pinkaroo.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.